Welcome to BNC Book Club. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Summer.
The purpose of BNC Book Club is to bring you all the comfort and gossip of a regular book club, but just between you, me, and her.
The B stands for books.
Is that what it stands for, Kristen? Is that what it stands for?
No.
Or does it stand for bringing you the best?
Bringing you the best content.
Exactly. There's that C right there. Content. Best and content.
Best and content book club.
That makes complete sense.
Perfect.
Okay, Kristen. So what's your favorite genre? That's where we're going with this.
Favorite book genre? Honestly, it's probably romance. Like, straight up romance.
You love romance.
I love a romance book.
I didn't know that because you've been, like, preaching to me for the last couple of weeks about just straight classics.
Okay, see, classics, I guess it's technically a genre, but I would say my favorite type of classic novel is a romance novel.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because I can do any type of romance novel. I can do, like, historical romance. I could do, like, sci-fi romance. Like, as long as it has a little romance in it, I'm usually fine.
Spicy romance?
I can do spicy romance.
Do you do the spiciest of spicy?
I have done the spiciest of spicy.
So, like, Haunting Adeline. That's pretty spicy. I think that's one of the up theirs.
I have done, oh my gosh, a couple of years ago on Book Talk, there was a book that literally, I can't even remember what it's called anymore, but I bought it and I read 95% of it and it was like gunplay, knife play, a bunch of like real crazy stuff.
Was that Hunting Adeline?
No, it was, what was it called? It was called, I can't remember. I could probably actually find it on my TikTok.
I actually have like quite a bit of spicy books. I mean, obviously, I'm very influenced by Book Talk as well, but there's some tropes that I can't get into, and I won't go further into it. It's just personal, so I just cannot get into it. I'm like, who would want that? But, you know, a lot of people are obsessed with it, and you know what? Good for them. Good for them.
Okay, so if you don't want to talk about your least favorite, what's your favorite genre?
I mean, I wouldn't even say that was my least favorite genre. I love some spicy romance, and I like dark romance too. But my favorite genre is just romantasy, just straight romantasy. Because I love fantasy and I love romance, but I can't just do only romance in a book. Like, you start to lose me because the whole time I'm just waiting for this couple to get together, and I'm like, come on, you know. They're gonna get together. That's the whole point of this book. Why are they making these stupid decisions? But then you throw in like a little fantasy with it, and that's when it starts to get interesting because they're like starting to be influenced by, you know, an actual plot where things are just not going right. And that's why, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so romanticy all the way.
I would have to disagree, but I know what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if your favorite genre is just straight romance.
Don't you love just like a good rom-com book? They're just so easy to digest.
I do as like a hangover. When I have a book hangover, I just devour a good. It feels like an intermission, you know?
That's true. When I was reading a lot and I felt like I wasn't reading, what I was reading was just like romance novels. Like, I would be like, oh man, I haven't read in like such a long time, but I would be reading like three romance novels a day. I felt like I wasn't reading like substantial anything, but I was like devouring these romance novels.
That's what I'm saying, is like, it feels like an intermission. You're not getting as far into it as you normally would with like a fantasy romance. And that's also like why so many fantasy romance, and I was realizing this right before we started recording, was so many fantasy romance books are like more than one. Like, you can't just have one because there's just so much information and so much plot going on behind the romance that everyone wants more, and the author wants to give more because they have so much more to say and to do with those characters. So like, just every romantasy book out there has to have more than one book.
Yeah, majority of the time they do.
Plus, you know, we were just talking about this. I mostly go off the vibes of a book. And when it's like fantasy, like I get so into it. I'm so into like the world it is, and I'm like building it up in my head, and I'm just like living this movie all in my little brain.
I do like fantasy. Fantasy is in my top five. Probably my top five.
Yeah, but we also have like super different like ways we read.
Well, okay. Like I said, I can devour a romance novel and not really think about it. And like you said, it's kind of like an appetizer. It's not really anything. When I do the books that I like we said, classic novels, I have to take notes in order to pay attention to the plot. Because sometimes when I read them, I'm like, this is going to sound so bad. They're a little boring to read sometimes.
Yeah, they can drag on a little bit.
And sometimes, or not even boring, sometimes they're too flowery for what I'm used to reading with like how digestible everything is nowadays with books. And like I can read basically any book and I'll read 100 pages in an hour, basically any book from this standard time period. But as soon as you start going back, I'm like, these take me so long to read because 95% of the time they have way too many words in them. And so in order to keep paying attention to it and actually like digest what is happening in the story instead of me, because I can speed read as well, which is one of my problems is I don't actually look at every word. I just like speed read. And which is why I can read 100 pages in an hour because I speed read.
Right.
And so when I'm reading classic novels, I can't speed read because I'll start reading and then I'll realize that 2 pages have gone by and I wasn't paying attention. Like it never actually clicked in my head. And so because we're doing this and I'm going to be reading, like I understand that I'm going to be going off vibes, but also like we're going to be talking about this book. I need to know what's happening in it. I have to take notes.
Right, which makes sense. And I even like just for this podcast, Kristen, I would never do this otherwise. I am taking notes on these books that we're reading, and I even my notes are just based on vibes. Like I'm just like this scene and how I felt during it.
Well, honestly, my notes are just literally the plot, so I can understand the plot.
No, me too, me too. Well, I wouldn't even say it's the plot. It's me like writing a quick little sentence or like a blurb of what just happened in that chapter so that I can like bring myself back to that scene and how I felt reading it. And yeah, I don't even put how I feel or anything that actually has to do with what I want to say about that chapter. I'm just saying this happened so that I can go look at my notes and then we can talk about it further and be like, this happened and I felt this way and why didn't they do it like that? Or I'm questioning my whole life existence because this other thing happened, you know?
Right. No, I definitely did that. I do that so I can understand what's going on, so I can like keep track of the story. And then I write at the very end just like 3 sentences of like what my thoughts were at the end of this and like how my thoughts kind of evolved. But it's not anything like it, and I go into detail. It's literally like 3 sentences of like how I felt in this chapter.
Right.
But after that, I would say, do you have any other than romanticy? What other genres would you?
Romanticy, I mean, I would say I know I just like bagged on romance, but I think that's my second second favorite type of book is just romance 'cause it's a fresh start. Like it's in the world that we currently live in, so I don't have to think too hard to build up that world in my mind, which is also some reason that people don't like fantasy, but I don't have to work so hard to build that world. So that's why I like going to it as like a fresh start, you know, like an intermission, and then you get all giggly and girly and you're like, ah, they love each other. What about you?
I would say I also read sci-fi, but not as much.
Oh.
Every once in a while, I can get a good sci-fi book.
What would you say is sci-fi? 'Cause I can't even think of sci-fi. What's a popular sci-fi one? Give me that.
Oh, wait, I'm bringing up the Brian Sanderson book that I have.
Of course it's Brian Sanderson. He's huge.
Yeah, well, you wanted a popular book.
It's not Brian, it's Brandon.
Brandon? That's why I couldn't bring it up.
Yeah, it's Brandon Sanderson. I was like, why does that not feel right to me? I haven't yet to read a Brandon Sanderson book.
I've read his one sci-fi one. That's the only one I've read. It's a YA one, so it was easy. It wasn't like a huge one. It was like one of the easier to get into. It's called Wayward? Skyward? Skyward. Sorry, I'm looking at it on my.
Skyward. Actually, I think I have heard of that book. I just haven't read it myself or even like read a description of it.
I have all three of that series, but I've only read the first one.
Okay. That's not bad.
And then I would also say like stuff like Ender's Game is also sci-fi.
Ender's Game was a good one. I read that one in school, actually. Fun fact for you.
I read it because your sister gave it to me while we were on vacation together.
Wow. We ain't even introduced to the audience that we're cousins yet. You're just throwing my sister out there.
I mean, yeah, they wouldn't have known we were cousins by just me saying your sister. You could just be a friend by that.
I guess that's true. Hi, guys, we're cousins. This is new information for everybody.
Us especially. We didn't know until right now.
We definitely didn't spend a whole year together during COVID. That didn't
Nope.
happen. Kristen's COVID story is actually kind of insane. And whenever anyone asks me about what I did during COVID, I just bring up Kristen. I'm like, I didn't have a crazy story, but my cousin, she got stuck with me. She got stuck in my city because she was visiting. And then she like came to visit us because her whole party was freaking out about being locked out of the state because everything was being shut down.
They were so worried about getting locked out of their state. They're like, we have to go now. They're gonna shut down everything, even the state borders. Like, you gotta go. And I was like, I'm fine. I'm just gonna go hang out with my cousins.
That is crazy to me.
They were sure.
Her party's being freaked out. So she was like, you know what, you guys? You go take a chill pill. I'm getting out of here. I'm gonna go see my cousins. And she came and stayed with us. And then lockdown went from like a week to 2 weeks to what, a month, 2 months. And she just stayed with us that whole time. And at one point, we had to get her stuff because she obviously.
I think that was at the 1 month mark when I had a bag packed for 1 weekend to go to Nevada
Yeah, like 3 days.
for 3 days. And it was mostly party clothes because we were going to Vegas.
Obviously.
And so I was hanging out with you guys. You guys lent me some of your clothes. And then I think it was at the month mark when everyone was like, this still isn't going away, that you guys made me ride with you all the way back to California in order to pick up a bag so that we could drive all the way back to Nevada.
Yeah, I drove her there just so she couldn't stay. And I made her. I drove with her. She had to keep her car in Vegas so that she had to come back no matter what. And then, you know what? She ended up going back to her home
2 months later.
2 months later and then went back to work. Well, I at that point my job completely dissolved, so I had nowhere else to go. So I was just home. And she went back to work and then she hated it.
Hated it.
Just hated it.
Well, because I was supposed to be out of that job. I was supposed to move before everything happened with
Yep.
all of that. And so I had already put in my notice because I knew when I was moving. And so my notice to leave and like actually leave to move to a new country actually was like the day I got back was the weekend after my date was to leave. So it was like I my date to leave was like on the 2nd and I got back on like the 5th and I like started working again like that weekend like after. And so I was already mentally checked out of that job because I was like, I'm supposed to leave this place, and then all of a sudden all of my plans got ruined and I'm just here indefinitely. I can't do that.
Exactly. And then I missed her. So I said, Kristen, get up. We're going on a giant vacation around the country. We're toughing it out. We're staying at Airbnbs so that they're clean. We're not going to get COVID. And we're going to go to national parks and make reservations to go to those national parks because everyone was obviously going in nature to keep COVID free or whatever during that time. And we took a month-long road trip
We did.
around the West Coast and all the states over here. And then when we got back, my mom was like, "Hey, I have a friend who's looking for someone to work with him as a sous chef. You would be great because you cook so much at our house during COVID." And Kristen was like, "That sounds kind of fun." Interviewed and got hired and then moved to Vegas 2 days after our road trip. And then she stayed.
Yeah, everyone was like, just take the weekend, think about it. I don't know. And I was like, no, I'm going home this weekend and bringing everything that I own and coming back and living here.
And I'm moving to Vegas. And she obviously did not stay in Vegas because we're recording this from two different states. But
I had a long way to get back to California.
she spent almost all of 2020 in Vegas. Almost.
Almost.
Which is crazy.
Mid-March to mid-December.
Yeah. And we had just seen each other in January that year, too. So we spent a good amount of time together.
And while I was back in California for those like couple of weeks, I went back to Vegas, I think at least once, if not twice, because I know I went for your birthday.
Yeah, you did come back for my birthday. It was my 21st birthday. And of course, that's the weekend that things started opening, but like it was super slow, so nobody was out. It was dead, and I couldn't even go to like a casino for my birthday because not even the strip was open that weekend.
We did something at your house. That was before everything started opening up. We did our national park trip in July
Yeah, the end of July.
because that was when everything was like barely opening up, but you had to make reservations to go.
Yeah, because so many people wanted to get out of their house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was a crazy time, dude.
Crazy time. So, Kristen and I actually weren't even good friends until COVID hit because she was always really close with my sister and not me. And so I was always like the little sister that's really annoying and would try to hang out with everybody, but nobody wanted me around. We weren't even friends until COVID.
Yeah, I mean, 'cause you are 2 years younger than me, right?
Yeah.
So when you grow up,
Yeah, 2 years, which isn't even that big of a difference, but.
though, you're like, you are so much younger than me. I don't want you hanging out with me. But honestly, I never felt that way about you. I just feel like I never, 'cause I remember my cousin that I lives here with me in California that I was closer to at the time. She's also 2 years younger than me. And I remember hating having her around and like always being annoyed and like blah, 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 blah. But when I was with you guys, I never felt that way about you. I just never hung out with you.
You know what it probably was is I would hang out with her if she was around when I was with you guys. So you might have like gave me that energy because you were giving it to her and I was hanging out with her because she was my age.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. When all four of us were together, when it was like your sister and you and then me and my cousin, I would definitely be like, you shouldn't be around. But it was always because of her, because I always saw her and I was like, I don't want to hang out with you.
Right. Which I mean, that's also like.
And I was like, you have a friend right there. Like, your friend is hang out with my cousin. I'm hanging out with my cousin, my other cousin.
It like doesn't help that I wasn't really into books when I was growing up, whereas you and my sister were into books.
Yes.
And so you would bond over that. And then, I mean, my oldest sister, she was also into books, and it just wasn't my thing. And then I found one series that I really liked, but then I never like really got into books. But then, what, like recently, I would say like a year or 2 years ago, I started reading and
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best thing possible for an adult to pass time because just, I mean, it gets you through life. It really does. And just, I mean, I think every single day about one particular book series and I'll be like super bored and then I'll be like, oh my God, that book. And I'll just go off. I mean, like thinking about it.
I mean, I think about a lot of book series a lot, but it also, this is going to sound so bad, but it feels more productive to me to read a book than to like scroll on my phone or to scroll on something that I'm like, at least I'm doing something. At least I'm not, maybe I'm not learning something because it's like a romance novel or something, but it's also like, I would never do this. I would never do that. Like, I don't know. It makes me feel more productive just as a person.
I totally understand that. I totally get that because you're like, what am I contributing to society if I'm just standing here watching other people do things on my phone? Or I could be creating an entire universe in my head or following along a brand new love story in my head. Like, there's just so many different things you can do in a book, whereas in real life, you're like, I'm currently sitting in my little library office thing, talking to my cousin on Zoom, like about books. Yeah, so I totally get that. And I'm just one of those girls who like just didn't pick it up until recently and then fell in love with it.
Right, which is why I am going to try and have more of like a classic novel take because you never read any of them growing up and because like you like never really got into reading like that I'm like, okay, these are, I mean, I haven't read even all of the classic, but the like the ones that I like and the ones that I've always wanted to read that I've heard are good and like classes are classes for a reason, man. That's it.
That's very true. Which we're starting our journey on this classic thing, and I'm getting into it, but the first book we chose is also my husband's favorite book, and I feel so overwhelmed by him. So I need like a classic where he just does not care so that I can like get more into it. Yeah, I'm just being so overwhelmed right now.
No, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense because, yeah, I know your husband, and when he's enthusiastic about something, he's very enthusiastic about it, and he wants you to know everything about it.
Definitely.
He was that way with the Dodgers.
Very true. Very true. And then like I can't wait. I literally, Kristen, I cannot wait for you to read my favorite book series, and it's lengthy, but I'm so excited. I want to hear every single minuscule little thought you have in your head about it. That's how excited I am. Like I expect a chapter by chapter text message from you. And I haven't made a single person read that series actually because it's so long and I know it's like a lot to take on for somebody. So it's not something that I'm like, you have to read this. But you, I can totally do that to you. Whereas the other book series that I made, I absolutely love that book series and I made every single person I know read it. Like my best friend, I made my mom, I made my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law made somebody else.
Which series? Name it.
A Court of Thorns and Roses.
That one's the one that you've made everyone read.
Yeah, that's the one I made everyone read.
Which one is the one that you want me to read?
Oh, Throne of Glass.
Oh, okay. So still the same author.
Same author.
Two wildly different things, but they're the same author.
Yeah. Throne of Glass is just like the main character is different in a way that I just absolutely adore. And the main male character supplements the main character, right? So he doesn't like take over the story. Whereas A Court of Thorns and Roses, I'm rooting solely for him. Like he is my bread and butter. I will do anything. I'll go to the ends of the earth for that man. But in Throne of Glass, I'm rooting for her the whole time. And I'll go to the ends of the earth for her. So that's the difference between the two and why I have like such a big love for that book series. But I have others that I like that aren't by Sarah J. Maas, but I just can't think of them right now. Don't come at me.
Yeah, I've read, like, I think I've told you before, I've read the first book in both of those series, and I just never continued either one.
Crazy. What about you? What's the one you really, really want me to read?
That I really, really want you to read?
You're like, I can't wait for you to get a hold of this book.
Mm.
I know you're excited for me to read Jane Austen's books.
I do. Okay, see, Jane Austen to me is very accessible for people who don't even like classic novels. I feel like she's super, super easy to read and super easy to get into. You don't need to know anything really. It helps if you know about the time period, but you don't necessarily need to know about the time period in order to like understand the story. And it's just a good story. The problem with those is that it's just straight up romance. So I don't know how interested you are. But again, like the type of romance it is, it's just very interesting. I like the dynamics of people and how people like interact with each other. Especially when they have such constraints on them put on themselves by like family and society and things like that. So it's always fun for those things for me. I don't know. I really liked War and Peace, but that's a huge book.
Jesus Christ, I'm gonna have to read War and Peace.
Eventually.
Ugh. You know what my sister just got me? My little sister. I have three other sisters, by the way.
You have three sisters altogether.
Yes. So I would be the fourth daughter. Anyway.
Yes, you'd be the third.
Okay, but I'm whatever. I'm not even gonna argue with that. Anyway, my little sister got me Crime and Punishment.
I haven't read that yet.
I have it, so you can borrow it.
I have it too. I haven't read it.
Oh, okay, never mind.
But I mean, I love a good Russian author.
Okay, I feel the vibe.
And Tolstoy is good. I liked Anna Karenina too, but I liked War and Peace better. But also, that's just historical romance. So if you just think of these as historical romance, then they're fine. Instead of really, really old.
That's true. Anyway, so I think that's all for this episode, guys. We're very excited to start our reading journey with everybody. I hope you got to know us a little bit better, but I also hope you get to know us a little bit more with the coming episodes and all of our analyses of the upcoming books that we're going to read. And, well, you know, Kristen's analysis, but my vibes.
Right. That's what we're bringing, analysis and vibes.
Exactly. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye.